They just met. And they still like each other. Well, isn't this something? R and Toby on Beach Mornings. Yeah. Kelowna's new 103.1 Beach Radio.
If you got pranked over April Fool's or you pranked someone, you've got nothing on what happened to Tara.
Tara's in Mexico right now.
Yes.
Can you tell us what happened with your daughter, your lovely daughter, and her April Fool's prank, Tara?
Oh, Ara, I don't even know where to begin. Like, this is a little out of control. It's at the point now where I'm actually scared, like, each year. And so I thought, this year, the joke's going to be on them, and I'm going to leave town. I secretly planned this trip, and I thought, I'm going to be in Mexico, then the joke's on them. And meanwhile, little did I know, they were removing all of the items from my house, like my king-size freaking bed and really embarrassing underwear and bras and my KitchenAid, like an expensive art and all this stuff, and it's strewn it all over the lawn and put signs up that it was garage sale items, and then really took embarrassing pictures of some items that I didn't even want my kids to know that I own, let alone the neighbors.
I think I saw a corset in there and a couple of other things.
Yes. I'm so dying. Like, it's just, I don't even understand. Like, the effort that they go through is ridiculous. Like, 2 years ago, they actually came in the middle of the night and removed the driver's seat from my car. And removing a driver's seat is a lot of work. And I was in a mad rush the next morning, and I was tiptoeing out thinking, okay, they don't even live with me. This is how bad it is. I'm like, it's April Fool's. I'm safe. Oh, my God. And I opened my car door. Little did I know, someone was under my car videoing this whole thing. And this thing went viral, and it was so ridiculous. So now the pressure, though, that has happened is people wait.
Oh, that's bad news for you, because you know next year it's got to be even bigger and better.
Well, no, this is the problem, and there's going to have to be some kind of intervention. I just want to give advice to any listeners you guys have. If they have cute little toddlers or cute little kids who are doing silly things on April Fool's, like switching the salt with the sugar and putting saran wrap on the toilet, and then you want to make your kids feel good and go, oh, you tricked me, don't do it.
Some parental sage advice. Ara, do you have her daughter's phone number handy?
Actually, I do. I have Maddie's. Should we call Maddie?
Let's call Maddie.
Tara, we're going to call your daughter and see if she'll apologize to you live on air.
Tara, enjoy the rest of your vacation if you can.
Beach Radio.
We talked to Tara a couple of minutes ago. Her daughter pranked her so hard. She's in Mexico, and her daughter for April Fool's put everything from inside her house out on the lawn as a yard sale, and people were actually coming and buying things.
Right, like everything from her king-size bed to a corset.
Everything was on the lawn. Maddie is joining us on the line, her daughter.
Hello.
Wakey, wakey, Maddie.
Oh, I'm awake, Ara.
Say hi to Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Good morning, Maddie. We just talked to your mother.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we got a hold of her in Mexico, and she is not impressed with you.
I know she's not. I got an angry phone call last night.
Maddie, where do you come up with this stuff?
I don't know. We come up with it the day before every year, and I can't handle this stress.
This is something where I know each and every year, from what she was telling us, you guys try to do a bigger and better, crazier and wilder, and she can't even escape. She must know. Oh, God.
Basically, we April Fooled those people as well. We had two people come and ask about things. Then we had a guy come on his bike. He was like, oh, I just drove by. I had to come back. I saw this couch. It's so nice. And we're like, oh, sorry you came out of your way all the way here.
Now, she told us you put some private things on the lawn, too.
We did. And you know what? I wasn't going to do that, but she posted a picture of herself in Mexico in the morning, like on the beach in her bikini, and she was like, ha ha, I escaped. And I got so jealous and mad that she was in Mexico. I was like, you know what? I need to think of some mean things to do.
You are the worst. You know she's going to get you back 10 times as bad, right?
I don't know if she will. I don't think she has it in her.
Actually, she told us she would like an end to all of this. But do you feel pressure to be bigger and better?
I told her last night, I said, I can't take the stress anymore. And she said, let's call a truce. Let's end this. I said, no, I don't think so.
Wow.
If you want to take this time to apologize to your mother, please do.
I don't have an apology to give. See you next year, Mom.
All right, I guess we're talking to you April 2nd, 2019.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next year.
Whatever you do, Humans of the world, do not get on Maddie Lowe's bad side.
Kelowna's newest morning show is on the air.
On the air.
Beach Mornings with Ara and Toby on Kelowna's new 103.1 Beach Radio.
Beach Radio.